But first, we need to get you updated on the very latest when it comes to business news. And Jill Schlesinger, our CBS News business analyst, is joining us this morning. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
How are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling well. I don't know about these days. Okay, let's just talk about a few things. These days is, hello, it's open enrollment time for your healthcare benefits. And you guys all hate me for saying that. I'm sorry. Happy Monday.
Yay.
I know this is, it's a drag. Okay, guys, I get it. But we're talking about thousands of dollars a year that you spend on this. So I do want to just quickly tell you that the most important thing you can do is actually engage and pay attention. Don't just do what you did last year, which is always the default, right? So just look at what you have, look what the options are, see if your doctors and your prescriptions are covered by the plan you've chosen. And if not, and even if they are, just look at the different options in your workplace plan. 154 million Americans are actually covered through their workplace plans.
Let's talk about Medicare for those over 65. What do they have right now?
So if you are looking at Medicare open enrollment, the year-to-year changes are always very interesting because sometimes certain drugs are covered by a plan and then they drop out the following year. This year specifically, big changes to Part D, that is the prescription drug plan. And so I want to pay attention to that because, again, if you're over 65 and you're getting your insurance through Medicare, you're going to say, oh, this is great. Out-of-pocket costs for medications capped at $2,000. But no one's going to shine a light on the fact that a lot of the other coverage points, like co-payments and deductibles, that those are going up. So you really want to go to Medicare.gov, see whether your prescriptions are included in a particular plan, how much they're going to cost. And also, if you are someone who uses Medicare Advantage plans, these are really changing because we're learning that a lot of hospital systems are like, I'm out of this. They're not going to be part of it. So pay attention to that, especially if you live in an area where a particular hospital system is important to you.
Jill, we are running out of October, and it is our last full week of presidential campaigning. So what should we be looking for as we head through this week?
And you know what? You should be really just paying attention to sports because it's much better. Okay. this week, we have a report on third quarter growth, the GDP. It's going to come in pretty good, 3.2% probably. And then we've got a jobs report. But on Friday, the jobs report is reporting on October. And that is the month where we had the Boeing strike and those two huge storms. So the numbers are going to be all over the place. Again, I would just pay attention to sports right now if I were you.
I love it. I will do just that.
Thank you.
It's 6:56. Jill, thanks so much. JillOnMoney.com, CBS News business analyst on KMOX.